Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company. For a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, you can pick an experienced, licensed therapist you relate to and feel comfortable with. Each and every therapist has at least a master's degree and has completed over 3,000 hours of supervised work. To match with your perfect therapist, go to Talkspace.com/boom. And to show your support for this podcast, use code BOOM to get $30 off your first month. That's BOOM, Talkspace.com/boom, B-O-O-M.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy hump day to you. For some of you guys who don't know what that is and what that means, it's basically me saying happy Wednesday, happy middle of the week. Hey, it was some pretty good games last night. The one game that really caught my attention, you know, was the Boston Wizards game. I mean, it's funny, you know, I'm watching the first quarter, and then I go to the gym and I work out. I come back, there's like 14 seconds left in regulation, and the game is tied. I'm like, wow. And then, you know, I got to see Isaiah Thomas, you know, basically put on the show in the overtime. He actually put on the show in the fourth, but I missed most of that, like I just told you. But, you know, that's a heck of a series. I know they're up 2-0, but, you know, last night's game was a quality game. It was a really, really good game. But see, you know, the Celtics are a team that, you know, the Sixers like to aspire to be. You know, let's not hide it. You know, I wrote that last year. You know, Bob Cooney talked about it this year. He wrote it this year. You know, they have a lot of the things. I mean, let's face it, a couple of years ago, they were, you know, just as bad as the Sixers in regards to when the Sixers won 18 games the second year, and they won 19 the first year. So, I mean, more so the year the Sixers won 19 games, the Celtics were one of the bottom teams in the league as well. But, so, you know, me personally, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of hype going on in this upcoming draft. And it could be a good draft. I mean, there's a lot of quality wings in the draft, guys who will help the Sixers out. But I don't think that the draft alone is going to help the Sixers win a championship or get to where they can be. I think that it will be, if they had, you know, got a draft pick and, you know, it will bring some excitement. You know, they will have another, you know, guy that people can study and people can say and, you know, follow his career and say, hey, we got another one. But if you look at most of the great teams, you look at them and most of them are loaded with free agents and they made quality trades. And you mesh those, the guys you got in a trade and you mesh in the free agents with the guys that you already had on your roster, your draft picks. And that's where you have these championship caliber teams. So, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to the Sixers, say, if they get two picks, if they get, let's say if they get, you know, number one and number two. And then they come back and they may get number five or number six. You know, I wouldn't be opposed of the Sixers saying to a team who had a high-priced superstar that they were basically trying to get rid of, and they didn't really have a high draft pick, I wouldn't be opposed to the Sixers, you know, trading a player and that pick, you know, in exchange for, you know, all-star caliber player. Because let's face it, right now, you know, as much as we talk, we can talk for days about the Sixers being a great destination. We could talk for days about the excitement that the people in Philadelphia have over Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons playing and Dario Saric all on the floor together, you know, next season. However, there's so much uncertainty still because, you know, we don't know, you know, how soon it's going to take for Embiid to recover from that injury. And, you know, Ben, you know, he has yet to play a game. So, yes, there's excitement. But, you know, we don't know what he can do in the NBA yet. I mean, we assume, but we just don't know. So, again, I wouldn't be opposed to the Sixers trying to get a free agent. Now, excuse me, making a trade and going after free agents. Now, the only problem with that is, like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, people don't really know, you know, what to expect from the Sixers. And if I'm a free agent, you know, is it one of those things where, okay, am I going to take the money that the Sixers have? Because believe me, they have a lot to offer. But am I going to take the money the Sixers have, or am I going to chase a championship? And, you know, most instances, they're going to say, hey, you know what? I want to get that ring. I'm like towards, you know, maybe not the tail in my career, but I'm in my prime. I want a championship ring. And something else to point out, that most free agents, excuse me, they most of them typically stay with their own team, the team they had. Now, I know that Kevin Durant was an exception. There's a couple other ones. But for the most part, because the guys want to get the money, they typically stay with their own team. Now, Kevin Durant, you know, he's got a nice 2-year deal. You know, he has an option to opt out after this season. But, you know, he's also, you know, chasing a ring. So, you know, that's the thing that he really wanted. He wanted to, you know, get that championship. And we'll see if he can do it. But when you talk about the draft, and I don't mean to minimize the draft. You know, Ben Simmons, you know, well, he was a great addition. He was the first overall pick. Everyone knew he was going to become the first overall pick. You look at Joel Embiid. I mean, this guy is a future, you know, all-star. He's going to be a perennial all-star. And if he's healthy, I wouldn't be shocked if he made the all-star game next season. However, you know, the thing is, just like those two guys won't do it alone. And getting back to Boston, you know, Boston is a prime example of utilizing the free agency and trades to have a championship caliber team. Look at them. Boston, not the Cleveland Cavaliers, had the best record in the league in the Eastern Conference this year. The Cavaliers. I mean, Boston did, not the Cavs. Now, so their starting five last night, and which has been their starting five for, you know, most of the season, was Isaiah Thomas at the point guard, Avery Bradley at the two guard, Al Horford at center, Amir Johnson at power forward, and Jay Crowder at small forward. Only one of those starters, one, was drafted by the Boston Celtics. And that was Avery Bradley, who was the 19th overall pick in 2010. So he wasn't even a lottery pick. Only one of them. They got Al Horford in free agency. The same thing with Amir Johnson. And they traded for Jay Crowder and Isaiah Thomas. They traded for him. Right? Now, I'm gonna give you an example of another team. Now, the Utah Jazz. Okay, so the Utah Jazz last night, their starting lineup was Gordon Hayward, Joe Johnson, Rudy Gobert, Joe Ingles, and George Hill. Okay, so Gordon Hayward, all-star. He was a draft pick for them. Same for Rudy Gobert, a draft pick, right? You know, Gobert wasn't a lottery pick. But then they got Joe Johnson, who's been killing in the postseason. They got him in free agency. Joe Ingles, they got him in free agency, and they traded for George Hill. Now get this, Dante Exum. George Hill came in because, let's face it, Dante Exum's career has been marred by injuries and underachievement, right? Dante Exum was the 5th overall pick in 2014. I remember people were saying, hey, he should come to the Sixers. You know, but hey, you know, he played 82 games 1 year and he got hurt. And then he played, I think he played 66 this season, but he missed last season. So, you know, what I'm saying to you is, like, you know, these draft picks are a lot of unknown. You know, you get these veterans via trade and free agency. They have an NBA body of work to work with. You know, but Dante Exum, I mean, you think about him, and you say to yourself, like, wow, this guy was supposed to be a superstar. I mean, everyone was hyping him up. And, you know, he's not even starting. I mean, he has, you know, George Hill, you know, starting over him. And then, you know, a lot of people make a big deal out of, you know, you can say, Keith, what about Golden State? What about Golden State? You know, like the Golden State Warriors, you know, look at them. They drafted Draymond Green. They drafted Steph Curry. They drafted Klay, you know, Thompson. You know, so, you know, you're saying all this stuff. Sorry about that. I mean, they say you're saying all this stuff about the draft, you know, but look at this team. They made great draft picks and, you know, they won a championship, you know, 2 years ago, you know. And you know, you guess that's a great point, but you think about it. They had those guys on that team and they were struggling. You know, yes, these guys are older now and more mature, but they had them for a while and they were struggling, you know. And then it took for them to, you know, get Andre Iguodala. You know, it took for them to get, you know, Andrew Bogut and stuff like that. It you know, Mo Spates. You know, guys like that. They got those guys, and they are the guys who propelled them to win a championship 2 years ago. It propelled them to play in a championship game last year. So, you know, we talked about, you know, the starters that they do have, but then they have two other starters. Okay, you have Kevin Durant. They picked him up in free agency. We talked about Durant, you know, earlier. They picked him up. So, and then Zaza Pachulia, you know, they have him. He wasn't drafted by that team, right? So then you look at it and you look at their top, you know, their top bench players. You know, they're just throwing out names. JaVale McGee, Iguodala, we already talked about, David West, you know, Matt Barnes. You know, these are guys that they didn't draft. You know, they didn't draft. So, yeah, while they have the core or the name players who, you know, were drafted by them, you know, they don't make the team a whole. I mean, what makes the team whole is the Iguodalas, the David West, the JaVale McGee, you know, these guys, the role players, the guys who are sacrificing, you know, the guys who are, you know, turning them into a championship team. So, again, you know, we can go in and we'll probably do it more at a later date, you know, talk about some free agents who will be good fits for the Sixers. But, you know, at this particular time, you know, I don't think that the Sixers are going to get the A-list free agents that people think. And here's the reason why. It's because you have Embiid coming off an injury. You know, people want, it's like a wait and see. Like, why do I want to go to Philadelphia? Yes, I'm going to get money, but a lot of teams have money now. But I'm going to get some money, right? But I get there, and what if we fail to win 30 games for the next 3 years, like three consecutive years where they fail to win 30 games? I mean, the guy is going to be miserable. What if Ben Simmons, I think he's going to be a great player, but what if he doesn't turn out to be as good as I thought he was? You know, what if they can't get any other free agents? So, you know, right now it's kind of like a wait and see. Now, a name that people are throwing out there is, why don't you trade for Carmelo? You know, he can space the floor. He can knock down threes. He can do this and do that. Okay, so now, in order for you to trade for Carmelo Anthony, you know, the Knicks are going to want something in return. Now, again, the Knicks do want to get rid of him, but they're going to want something in return. So the only people I can see on a Sixers roster who will bring Carmelo Anthony type of value would be Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. You're not getting rid of Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. You know, you're not getting rid of a Dario Saric. So you forget that. So what do you say? Okay, well, you know, I'll trade him, and I'll trade him for your pick, and I'll trade him, you know, and you could throw in Okafor in the deal, and we can make it work. We'll make it work. Well, he has a no trade clause, so he can veto that. So, I mean, you know, right now, I think there's only a few teams that he would like to go to. I think that he's going to be out of there, but, you know, he'd probably end up in Cleveland with LeBron James, or, you know, in L.A., or, you know, or somewhere like that. I don't see the Sixers as a possible destination for him. The same with Paul George. I mean, you know, Paul George wants to go to Lake. He wants to be a Laker. You know, he's only going to have 1 year left on the deal. So if a team would trade for him right now, it would be a waste. And then not only that, why would the Sixers do that? Why would you give up something and for a player that who you have to convince to stay? You know, so I don't see that happening. But, you know, next time, you know, maybe not the next time we talk, but within a couple of times, I'll give you some more names to ponder. But again, I think it's going to be a little the same as this year. Now, Sixers could get lucky, but what it's going to be is they're going to get guys who are, you know, not A-list, but maybe B-list free agent types, and they're going to overpay them. They're going to pay them like they're A-list guys because they want them to come here. And that's what's going to happen. You know, maybe next year, this time next year, if Ben Simmons, you know, proves to be the truth, if Embiid can stay healthy, you know, maybe then the Sixers will be able to, you know, lure in some top-notch free agents. You know, at this particular time, I don't think that, you know, they can do that unless they can get a top-notch player via a trade. And, you know, it will have to be for that draft pick if the Sixers got an additional pick in the first round. But, hey, I want to thank you all for listening to me, and enjoy your Wednesday. And I'll be back to talk to you guys tomorrow on Thursday. Thank you.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.